Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Maddie?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
The reason there's nobody on the call this morning is it's a holiday.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Whatever it is, huh?
Yeah. It's a beautiful day.
My goodness.
It's supposed to be 80 degrees here.
Oh, my word. You're close to Virginia. I mean, you're in Virginia.
I'm in Delaware.
Delaware. Why was
North of Virginia, north of Washington, D.C., north of Baltimore.
Because I always attach you with Dave Stoltz, so I was thinking you were in Virginia.
Yeah.
I should say with Dave and Ellie.
I always say he's my brother.
I know.
But I am the baby. He and my husband are the same age, and Ellie are the same age, and I am a couple years younger than they are.
Oh, how are you doing?
Great, pretty good. Yeah, so far so good. Yeah.
Good. Great. So anything exciting happen over the weekend for you?
No, not really. Not really. It was very quiet, you know, but I am going to a harvest ball, formal, and I said I must have still been under anesthesia when I agreed to do it. Now, I'm sorry I did, but it's not this weekend. It's the following weekend, on the 24th.
Okay, so you'll be that much better by then.
Yeah. So my husband's looking forward to getting a tuxedo, and we'll see what happens.
Well, every day makes a huge difference. I'm feeling it right now, every single day, and it is so wonderful to realize how privileged we are to have good health and feel good.
That for sure.
I mean, it's really, you know, if anything's a wake-up call, that one sure is.
It certainly is. You know, Cheryl, I know I've talked to you about this before, but I'll tell you, I am so tempted to get the Nutrisystem. I know it's processed, has a veggie, you know, they have a vegetarian meal thing. I am so tired of trying to figure out what to cook, what to eat. I know we have lots and lots of recipes, but I'm still have not been a kitchen person. And I was saying, gee, if I got that, all I would be responsible for would be the fresh veggies, you know? And I know once before you'd said that was not a great idea, so I resisted it. But I tell you, that is something that's...
What did you were tempted to do? I didn't get the first of it. Danny was rattling some papers here.
Oh, well, they have certain, like they have Jenny Craig and all of that. They have veggie, there are certain programs that have veggie meals. And some of them, of course, you said, I think I mentioned this when I first started, because... then you said they were processed. A lot of the meals and stuff are probably processed, and I did agree, you know, at that time. But I'll tell you, I am so tired of thinking what to do. This way I'd only be responsible for the, you know, for the vegetables, fresh vegetables and things like that, because they don't put those in those prepared meals. But the only thing that has kept me from ordering them is your voice. That says, you know, she stay away from the process as much as possible. But I think that will give me a basis of starting a meal every day. I'm just worn out trying to plan all of the meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You're making it way too difficult. That's why. Okay, let's talk about simplicity and making it simple. Let me greet just a couple more people here, and that will be our subject for the day. Who else is with us on the call this morning?
Good morning. This is Lee.
Good morning, Lee. We can all make it more simple. And who else is with us, too?
It's Brenda.
Brenda, good morning. I think
my name is Betty.
Betty, okay, good morning. On this holiday day.
Loretta from Maine.
Loretta, good morning. Well, you're back there close to Maddie. She's in Delaware.
Oh, yeah.
Two of you know each other?
No.
that.
Oh,
I
okay.
thought we should have a reunion of the lifestyle people.
Yes, we should. Okay, so our challenge today is let's think of the simplest ways of achieving this. Okay, we got three things to think about on the food. Three things, that's basically it. That we're talking about what we need to incorporate, okay? So we've got our vegetables. We've got our starch. And the only other thing we've got is during the day making sure we've got some fruit if it's not included in the meal. That's it. Okay, what comprises vegetables? I guess we all can figure that one out. And the most of it have, the ones that are the healthiest for us. Now, naturally, we try and incorporate some kind of a salad. I've not done real well on that in the last couple of days, or the last 4 or 5 days, actually, because I've done mostly everything cooked. Well, I make salad. No, I have to take that back. I make these bigger salads, and we just eat out of them. Whether they're greens or whether they're part greens, like the last one we had actually had some of our, it could have been a main course or it could have been a side salad. It still counted as a salad. It had a lot of raw vegetables in it. And so to try and incorporate as many of those, it did have some rice in it, okay? So that's where it could have been. It was either a main dish. It was a perfect protein salad. That's what it was called. It was one Mary Lou had sent down. So that accounts for the three things that we want to keep track of that we're getting into our diet. Instead of talking about what we want to not have in our diet, let's just talk about what we want to have in our diet, okay? Guys, if you hear a fan going because the phone's setting close, this is my induction stove plate that I'll not cook another meal on the stove probably until I get a different stove. After doing this and realizing how long I have been working with something that has taken hours and hours and hours out of my life every week. It's taken probably days out of my life every week because it was so slow. If anybody's got a Gen Air, I feel for them. Because I have been... Yes, I said either one. No, use that one up. It's fresh. Put the other one back, though, for me. Anyway, sorry for the interruptions, guys, here. Trying to get things rolling. Denny's got a busy day also. And he's trying to get out of the house as fast as possible here. And I didn't have cereal made up. That's the big thing for breakfast. Have something made up that is easy. And I keep the multi-grain cereal in the refrigerator, and all he does is warm it up. Now, there isn't much that's easier than that. Any kind of a grain cereal that you like in the morning is probably the easiest thing to have for breakfast. We're not doing much with the cold drinks, the shakes anymore, especially this time of the year. So we are, will you watch this pan, Denny? You know how fast it boils? It's starting to boil right now. Denny? Okay. I didn't get an answer here. Literally boiled my cup of soup in less than 60 seconds. And I told you guys about this. Most of you heard. If you didn't, it's at Tuesday morning if they still have any of them left. It's the Japanese way of cooking. We saw it there decades ago. We're a little slow. It's been in the States now by a couple of the, or by three, I know for sure, of the large manufacturers. GE, Bosch, and Electrolux, and that was just at one store, so I don't know who else is manufacturing them to carry them. But those three are induction magnetic stoves. You can literally put your finger right up to the ring of the, I don't want to tell you that. Anyway, you don't lay your hand on it hot, but I did. So, You're here on the Advanced Lifestyle Club. Welcome. This is Char Rogers. It is a plant-based diet that came out of the China study a little over a year ago for all of us that got a hold of the book about that time. And it's a way to feed your body, the healthiest way you can feed your body, and the science is there to prove it. So I just challenge people and say, go ahead, you know, if you want to work on disproving it, look at the facts that prove it, and then you tell me. Anyway, we can all clean up our act, and whatever you do is helpful, but let's try and figure out the very simplest way. So let's start with breakfast. So if you have something already prepared that all you have to do is maybe put some fruit with it and some milk spelled M-Y-L-K instead of M-I-L-K, then it makes it real, real easy. That's number one. Somebody want to contribute on that? Tell me what you do for breakfast, especially if you don't use the multigrain that I'm using, because that's what I've talked about so far. Everybody's using multigrain?
Well, sure. I do use a cold cereal.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think what it is. It's something in a box. And it's dark. That's all I can, and my mind has gone. I don't even know what the name of it is right at the top of my head. Because I do get it in the health food store. And I know it's one we've talked about before, but let's say I just use I use cereal in the morning, cold cereal.
Okay.
With usually a banana, and I use the rice milk.
Okay, good. That takes care of it. I use fruit between meals also. Sometimes my first course in the morning is fruit, when I've got a bunch of fruit, and that's what it's going to be this morning. I'm just going to start out with a bowl of fruit. I'm at home, I can have my cereal a little bit later. It doesn't have to be all at the same time. So disregard anything you learned as far as eating within 30 minutes and having your protein and et cetera, as we were doing previously, years back, starting 6 years ago. So anyway, forget that, those kinds of fats. That's not necessary. Missing my burner, and it's not programmed into my brain now that it does it like it used to do it, so I have to think about it a little bit.
Hi, Char, this is Jeannie.
Jeannie, good morning.
Good morning. I heard your induction oven going there. That sounds great.
Except it takes a brain thought. You know, when you change habits, you have to think about it. So I'm right with you guys when you're still putting some of these ideas together and realizing what effort it takes, because when you got a pattern of just turning the knob, now I've got to press a button that moves up and down with the temperature gauge on it, and so I have to think about it. Well, it's the same thing you're applying when you're learning a different way to eat or modifying what you've been doing.
True.
Mine has become pretty well habit formed in the last year. Because when I started, it was an everyday thing that was happening, and there were a few exceptions to it along the way, but they were very few, and that was when I wasn't home to, do it in that pattern. Okay, so if we just settle for breakfast on one of those subjects, steel-cut oats is the other that is really, really easy. Jeannie, I bet you had something you were going to contribute.
Well, I have, for a quick one, and I do this probably more than I should, but I found some, they're called sprouted wheat fruit bars, and it's sprouted wheat berries, raisins, dates, figs, apples, honey, wheat gluten, soy flour, yeast, baking powder, cinnamon, and salt. And it's a pretty hearty thing. It's 200 calories in it. It's shaped like a little bun. I split them in half and toast them, and I usually put a little thin thing of almond butter on it. Sometimes I smash a bit on it. And it's real filling, and sometimes on the weekends when we're busy, or even during, because I like it a lot. That's what I have. And then maybe, if I smash the banana on it, I don't have a fruit. But they're really good, and they're by a company called Oasis Bread.
Where do you get that?
This one is, I got it at Sprouts in the bakery section.
the health food store in Phoenix.
Yeah. And it's out of San Marcos, California. Health Breads Incorporated, doing business as Oasis Breads. So they have other breads too. But anyway, they're just really good. So that's what I have. Or I'll have a whole grain piece of toast with the same thing. But I do love the silk oats. Occasionally we'll make a tofu scramble.
Our weekends are when we do something different. I just sent down a recipe yesterday that's our favorite pancakes. Now, on Saturday or Sunday morning, it's a usual thing for us to do pancakes. It takes maybe, the first time it might take you 10 minutes. But the second and the third time, it probably isn't going to take you more than, the blender runs for 7 minutes. So, yeah, give it 10 minutes to fix breakfast. Throw them on the griddle and, or in a fry pan. Our fry pan works great. And you've got a hot breakfast. And I'll tell you, it's better than going out. I have yet to have had any pancakes that match doing them at home with whole grains. And that's starting with wheat berries in the blender, and you just let it run for 4 minutes the first time and 3 minutes the second time after you've added a half a cup of milk in between the two. So it's a cup of the berries, which is just, I should just say wheat, whole wheat grain. That's all wheat berries are, but they tend to call them wheat berries when they're being used as talking about them separately. One cup of whole wheat, one cup of milk in the blender, and turn it on, set the timer for 4 minutes on high. Turn it off, add another half cup of milk, turn it back on for 3 minutes, let it run. Set the timer, turn it off. Throw in the rest of your ingredients, including the egg replacer that you've whisked into one tablespoon of egg replacer with 3 tablespoons of water. And that's on the package, and it's on the recipe. It gives the brand that I use, which is I found all over the country from one coast to the other, Energy, ENER-G, Egg Replacer. And then you put in a rounded tablespoon or 4 teaspoons of baking powder, half a teaspoon of salt, 3 tablespoons of oil. I think I've got everything there. I just rattled off. Turn the blender on just until it's mixed, and you've got your pancake batter. I don't think I missed anything. If it's not thick enough or if it's too thick, adjust it up by adding a little more flour. Adjust it thinner by adding a little bit more milk. And when I say milk, I mean almond, rice, whatever you're using for your milk replacement, for your dairy replacement. It can be milk coming from something other than a cow or goat. Anyway, that's our weekend special. Okay, so we can go on to, anybody else want to contribute on breakfast, their favorite?
Char, this is Brenda.
Yes.
The Flax Plus cereal at Costco.
Uh-huh.
Is very good. The ingredients are organic, simple, plain, good ingredients. My husband likes to take a baggie of dry cereal to work and munch on it all day.
Okay.
If you've gotten it, it also has a red berry crunch now.
Okay.
Nothing you can't pronounce is in it. The Flax Plus Crunch. Red berry crunch or the Flax Plus with omega-3.
Okay, to give some more variety in your cold cereals. Now, what Denny's doing right now, he does hot cereal for his base, and then he puts chopped up apples on it, and then he puts either a cold cereal crunched up on top, or he puts the homemade granola that I make with the leftovers of the milk, the okra. Okara, I'll get it yet. Switching words around here. And so he just layers everything in the bowl, and he's got his in front of him within about 3-4 minutes. from when he starts, and that's starting with the, you know, with the pre-cooked normally. Well, this morning we didn't have pre-cooked made up, so he's layering everything because he doesn't want to wait the 5 or 6 minutes it takes for the cereal to cook, because I went to Grits this morning just for a change. Didn't take that long, he says. He's turned in telling me. Well, because I'm using this new burner, but giving you the time to do it on a regular stove that would function, it would be 5-6 minutes. To do a pot full, not an individual serving. Anybody else on breakfast, the first meal?
I just want to touch upon habits that you were talking about a few minutes ago. It's the same when we're trying to form new habits about eating or anything, exercise, you know, the whole drinking more water, whatever it is. It does take time to form that new habit and more consciousness than not.
And with the meals, you know, and that's, you're exactly right, Nancy, with the meals, since there's a few more choices than there is in just, you know, well, we got choices of how we can exercise, but the fact that we do exercise putting in, but now we have to individually pick the items that we're working with when we're thinking about food. But again, the stronger your commitment is to it as you're building. Now, you can start out slower, like we said, but as you're building, and once you get to the point where you decide this is the way it's got to be, this is the way it's going to be, you know, barring the things, like we were hungry when we made a run to go visit Denny's aunt last night, something we really, really needed to do, and on the way back, it was too late to think about doing food. And for some reason, I said, you know what sounds good is a pizza. Let's go get a vegan pizza. Well, we went into a regular pizza parlor because the ones that we could even do takeout and just bake when we got here, we decided we didn't want to take that amount of time. We went into a regular pizza parlor and just ordered it the way we wanted it. And it was great. They had a vegetarian, but of course it has cheese on it. So Denny said, leave off all of the cheese on half of it, put a little bit on the other half, because that was his half and mine was without. And it was simple. Didn't take any longer at all. It was just instructing them how to do it. Now, granted, it was white flour crust, which I wouldn't do at home if I was making it. But, you know, that's okay. It's not something that is my staple every day in my diet. Okay, let's move to lunch.
One thing that I like to make a lot are fried potatoes. And I use 2 tablespoons of canola oil to fry potatoes. Dice up bell pepper, dice up onion, put in garlic, fry them up. They can be for breakfast in a burrito, for lunch in a burrito, for dinner in a burrito. Add beans, add zucchini. Make it Mexican, make it oaky. However, but the potatoes work really well when you want that old-fashioned type of meal instead of oatmeal for breakfast.
Kind of the comfort feeling of having something that you've had a lot in the past. Maybe.
And it makes you feel great. And you can mix them in a burrito with beans, or we mixed them on a plate with beans last night. It's just good. It's a different.
And do you start out with fresh potatoes or just hay?
Yes. No, I don't like the frozen potatoes.
Okay, but in McDougal, they started out, they had one or two brands. I think it was Orida has a frozen hash brown that people found suitable. You know, for their taste buds, and it's going to vary with different people. I would tend to do what you do, Brenda, because, one, my husband brought in a wheelbarrow full of potatoes out of the garden. We've never had this before. This is the first time, guys. I'm 66 years old, and it's the first time. They're laid out in the basement, and, you know, not everybody has this availability, but I'm saying it's a change for us as much as it is for you when we do these things that we have never in our life ever done in the way that we're doing them now. And it's because of the value that we're putting on it. I mean, for Denny to even be willing to participate in this, you know, it's a total flip. I mean, it's never happened in our 66 years. All I need to do is put the lid back on my pan so that it's totally still warm by the time I eat. He walked out without putting the lid on. But see, now he's in a hurry. He is not going to wait for Cyril to cook. I mean, not even the, he said, well, I said 3 or 4 minutes or 5 or 6 minutes, whatever I said. He wasn't willing to wait that long. So he went right ahead and he, you know, modified it, and he still came up with everything that was, you know, right. I don't want to do a right or wrong, but, you know, that was within the perimeters that we're talking about. So, yes, we've got variations from day one, and that's why as you hear these things, somewhere in the process you can pull out what's, you know, going to work for you. And then keep learning and adding too, because once we got hooked on the multigrain, he doesn't want much deviation off of that during the week. The 5 days a week, he doesn't want much deviation off of that. It's only maybe the fruit that he puts on top. And then he's eating apples on top for so many days because we've got all kinds of apples out there. Not hard to keep on hand, fresh apples. Apples are great for you. Doesn't peel them, washes them, takes the core out, and dices them up in his dish. That's all he does. And so it's, you know, like I said, it's maybe 3 to 4 minutes for him, and that's it. Okay, so
one question before we move on. Brenda, the burrito, are you making those yourself or are you purchasing them from the supermarket?
The tortilla? Our supermarket sells some whole wheat tortillas. I have made them myself in the past, but I don't usually take the time to do that anymore. Costco has a new wrap, too, that's whole grain. That looks very good. I haven't bought it, but I have friends who have, and they said it's delicious. I always purchase the whole grain, and I know that they have a little extra shortening in them or something, but I don't eat that many. When I make them myself, I use olive oil or canola oil.
And you can also use the corn. You're using whole grain, mixed grain, rather than corn, right?
Yes.
Okay, I prefer the corn, but it's just a matter of taste. And then, of course, you want to kind of watch on that one that if you're buying the better ones, which I try to do once in a while, I don't get them, that it's, you know, doesn't have stuff in it that you don't want. I prefer, of course, when given the choice, and now here we can find it easily, is the non-GMO, because I know it's just better for us, and I do want to make the statement that's the direction we're going, is the things that are altered, that we know are altered, that are genetically altered, that are not going to have the same food value, you know, don't make those choices.
Now, the corn is a taco or a tostada. The flour or the grain is a larger tortilla, and that's a burrito. So, and I don't know if anybody's thrown a corn tortilla in the oven. Spray it lightly with olive oil and bake it till it's crispy but not black like I accidentally do sometimes.
Well, yeah, because I do my chips out of that. If I'm doing like tortilla soup, I just throw a couple of them in the oven and can even use the spray olive oil and hit it, you know, for, you know, 2-3 seconds, and you've got it a little bit crispier than it would be if it was completely dry, or you can leave it dry. It depends on how careful you're being about the amount of oils you're using. And it depends on the difference between where some of the recipe books are, and then you get to Esselstein, and he says, you know, I never have cured heart disease without taking all, and he says, I mean all oils out of the diet. He says, I've never cured it without taking all of them out. Now, he's talking about free of it, period. But, you know, he's got the years of experience behind him to prove it. So if you're in that situation, and Brenda, you did a great job the other day in saying how easy it would be to take that last step and clean everything up if you knew your life depended on it, right? I'm using your words a little bit, but.
Right. If you are already almost there, then it would be easy to just take that extra step. But starting from scratch, that would not be easy. I don't think it would be.
Well, no, because we've had the learning curve, and to me, the biggest part of the challenge is the mindset and then doing the application enough so it becomes, you know, a routine. And you know, I know when I have not, you know, done it right, and my body feels it. Now, Denny can do more variations off of it than I can. I can't. I mean, if I'd done the cheese on the pizza, I know what I would have felt like because I've gotten into it 3 or 4 times in the last year, and I will not choose to feel that way.
I can feel it instantly now, just quick, and it's not a feeling I want.
Yeah.
I went into Baja Fresh, didn't know what to get because everything's chicken and cheese and steak, but I got a taco salad, and I said, I want no meat on it, no cheese, no sour cream, beans only, and instead of that fried shell, can you give me corn tortillas? It was great, and I was pretty happy with it because steamed corn tortillas, and I had everything I needed there.
We were into a little Mexican hole-in-the-wall place we had never been. Went in, and they spoke, some of them spoke very little English, and I thought they were understanding. They didn't get it exactly, but we got a burrito. They did not have corn, because when I'm getting in there, those places, if it's not corn, it's going to be straight white flour. Of course, they don't have the whole grain. And so I said, that'll be okay, because I've learned I can take half of it off. Any place where it overlaps, I don't eat. That's way too much. And so I just tear it off as I'm eating it, what is thick and, you know, a lot of it. In other words, it was one of those big ones. They had corn tortillas, but they used them for tacos, and they were the little tiny ones, so they couldn't make the big fat burrito. Well, we told them we wanted the vegetarian. They had it on the menu, and I said, so tell me what's in that, and she says, rice and beans, and then she got to the cheese and the sour cream. Well, I said, no cheese, no sour cream. Well, she got the no cheese, but the sour cream went in with the filling. There wasn't that much. I pulled out where I could see it, and, you know, that was in, you know, showing more of it, and ate the rest of it. I did not have a problem with that amount. And I don't know the difference between the cheese and the sour cream that much, except that the cheese is, of course, a lot more processed, I would guess. But that much cheese would have sent me over the end. That much sour cream did not, for whatever reason. And I would have felt the cheese, meaning, and that sour cream I did not. So that was another one that we did because we were out on the road, and I'm always looking for places that I can condition and know exactly how to say it to get what I want. Well, that's within a range of our house that if we're, you know, 20, 30 minutes out and we need food and there isn't anything in the refrigerator, it's another place that we could stop and do something that would be, you know, and the other thing I've done is I've just ordered it and scooped it out of the flour tortilla that I really didn't want anyway, depending on how hungry I am. So that's the emergencies on the road type thing. Okay, back to the lunches and other things that you do for lunch.
I just have a cute little aside about when you're ordering in a restaurant. We went out both Saturday and Sunday, which is very unusual for us. But both, you know, I take my water with me. And both times I said to the waiter or waitress, an empty glass, no ice, no lemon. Well, the first time the waitress brings me a glass of water. Second time he looks at me and he says, so you want water, right? I said, no, I just want an empty glass with no ice, no lemon. So my son said to me, why don't you just say an empty glass, Mom? And just I said, no matter what I say, they look at me like I am hanging off the wall or something. It's just, you know, how do I tell it? Unless I'm more clear that I have my own water. It's just fun seeing their reaction.
I know, it is, because anytime, now see, for them, that's so far out of the box that uh-huh. They can't imagine what the heck you're going to do with that.
Yeah, well, every once in a while, I'll get a young kid usually, who's like, oh, you've got some booze in there. But yeah, it's just fun playing the reaction game with them. I'm sorry to interrupt, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Okay, back to lunch again. Some favorites for you guys for lunch. Mine's leftovers. You know, whatever I've done, I can cook in bigger quantities easier than I can cook for one meal. Cooking for one meal is just out.
the question for me, whether it's soup, whether it's rice, whether it's cereal, it just doesn't happen. So we work off of a refrigerator that is always stuffed to capacity. It's either fresh vegetables or it's something that's already been cooked. See, it's easy to cook two or three meals at one time as it is one, parts of them even.
I always have either baked potatoes or rice in the refrigerator.
Already cooked.
And that helps. You know, very often I'll take, and I bake sweet and white potatoes. I'll cut off a piece of sweet or I'll cut off a half of a white potato. It seems like lately I have, like, fruit in the morning because I want to eat something before I exercise. And then I will have my cereal several hours later. And later in the afternoon, I will have some salad, usually left over from the night before. And sometimes I'll pop the potato or whatever. That seems to hold me that way.
So the moral to this part of the story is whatever you're making, just make extra. You don't have to have it the very next meal or the very next day. There can be a day's lag time in there because there's nothing in any of this that we're putting together that is not going to keep well, even to the tossed salad if you just don't put the dressing on it.
Right. And usually, you know, I always have a huge bowl of fruit, and I make the big salad now. And I try not to have to make them both in the same day, which I do today, unfortunately. But, you know, that's always something I can pick on.
So, you know, I hate to admit this, but I will. 7 to 10 days later, we can still be eating the same dish that we have. The way I know that is because I take a piece of masking tape and I put the date on it and the name of it. Once in a while, when it's something we really like and as many different recipes as I do, 10 days later or 7 days later, I may not remember where I got that recipe from, and I'm going, my gosh, where did I get that from? And my brain starts whirling. So I just will write. Sometimes I'll scribble down the book or magazine and the page number because maybe I didn't take time to pull it out, and I want to make a note before I throw that tag away. That, you know, there was a favorite one that obviously 10 days later, if we're liking it as much as we did off and on over that 10 days, as we did at the very beginning, that's one that I will repeat. Now, I just as soon go to a new one as repeat an old one because I'm just in the habit of reading down through and throwing the stuff together. Anybody will get to that point. Of all the years I cooked, I never used to do that. But now we have something that there is, it's not rocket science. If you don't have something, you put something else in. It doesn't have to be exactly the way it is. Replace a starch for a starch. You know, if you don't have spelt that it calls for, use wheat or use rice. All it's going to do is change the flavor, and there's probably an exact recipe for exactly what you put together if you look hard enough, because there's so, I mean, you know, we got billions of different choices when you do all the combinations of food that we've got. So again, you're putting together basically the second two meals, lunch and dinner, can be very similar. They can be interchangeable, and we don't do much changing from one to the other. It might be dinner at noon, which may just mean I've had a little bit more or an extra variety. Maybe I've had a side vegetable that I wouldn't normally take time to do.
The friends that we were with Saturday night told me that they freeze basil leaves to use at a later time, which I would never even think to do.
Well, I know they turn dark when you do that, but...
No, she said she boils them for like a minute. And then puts them on a cookie sheet, and they stay green.
Really?
That's what she said. And then she puts them in the freezer, and when they are frozen, she puts them in a baggie.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but I definitely commiserate with Maddie, because I'm right in your thing. When we came back here afterwards, Marty was, you know, complaining, because I mentioned that vegetarian restaurant that we stop at in Akron, and, you know, how he really enjoyed it. And he said, yeah, I wish Nance would cook like that, but... I would really eat the way she does if she would only cook some of what they do. So I commiserate with you, Maddie, and I, you know, the two of us just aren't with it like that creatively.
Okay, so a starch on hand, I like to do rent rice with onion and lentils in it, and I just steam it up together.
And garlic?
Pardon?
Garlic.
Garlic, always garlic, yes. I'm sorry, it's kind of like always cinnamon in the hot cereal in the morning. Those are just a standard for me, and to have them in the refrigerator already done. I mean, without rice or without one of the starches, like Nancy was saying, potatoes or whatever, in the refrigerator, my gosh, I wouldn't know what to do in a hurry.
I agree. I'm the same way. I like to have rice, and we do a lot of lentils, too. And the other night I did, I had the regular lentils, you know, the green ones, I guess they call them, and I had a few red lentils left, too, and I just used the red with the green one and made the dish. I made that shepherd's pie.
Do you think there's different food value in the different color lentils?
I'm not sure. I thought the red ones cooked quicker, but I didn't even see them in the recipe. They all looked, they turned all the green color, so.
Oh. So they do keep their color when you're cooking them, though.
Probably, I've had in a restaurant, I've had the red lentil soup.
Oh.
And it's kind of a reddish, reddish yellowish color.
Okay.
But I use the whole package now, so I don't have a.
Yeah. Because I saw the red ones when I was at Wild Oats or Whole Foods. One of them had them.
Yeah, I saw. I bought it in a package.
Mm-hmm.
In a plastic package. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure about nutritional value either. And you know, again, those are things where you really don't think.
Oh, I was just curious. And you can look on the bag, actually. If you have two bags, you can compare and see what they say, too. I always buy in bulk.
Well, my red lentils have never come in a package. They've only come in a hard surface container if I did not get them in the bulk. So, and I haven't taken time to look them up. But I have been curious, the same as you are.
Just wondering.
Just to know. Usually, if something cooks faster, especially in the grains, you're going to have a little less nutrition, and I think that has to do with the growth process, but I don't know whether that it holds true all the time. I think of things that take a little longer to cook and being a little higher in nutrients, and maybe that comes from like soft white wheat to hard red wheat, and the same thing with brown rice compared to white rice. So that may be just a logical conclusion I'm coming to with, you know, what information I know about those things. So
these have, in my little bean book here, it says the red lentils cook most quickly and lose shape. Use them in soup and pate. And a half a cup of red compared to half a cup of green, they're higher in calories by 10 calories. Same amount of protein, same carbs. They have sodium, and they have 2 grams less fiber, the red ones.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's close then, isn't it?
Uh-huh, they're very,
I would almost think the opposite of what you said is if they cook slower, longer, you said they have more nutrients, you would think that you're cooking more of the nutrients out the longer it cooks, I would think.
Well, but if they have more to start with.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, interesting.
Okay, anything else on dinner, favorites? Is there something you go back to that's just easy, that's really standard? I don't think much of in that direction anymore because I'm always looking for something else to try. Like Jason sent down a root vegetable stew, which was, I didn't have, 3 of the items in it? It had sweet potato, rutabaga, and parsnips. I didn't have any of those 3, so I picked them up last night because I did have the potatoes, I did have the carrots, the onion, I think it was onion in there, garlic, well, anyway, they usually go in if they don't have them in there, but not always. I try and make it the way the recipe reads the first time, just so that if I want to pass it on, I know that we liked it. I like to not send things that I haven't done. In fact, I would not by choice ever send something that I had not fixed, usually more than once in different ways, but by doing it the way it reads, then I know it's at least palatable to us. That doesn't mean you guys will like it. But it sounded like a very easy one to put together. There didn't seem to be a whole lot of things in it, and it was something that I would definitely make a big pot of, except that we're leaving in 2 days, and I don't want a bunch of leftovers. Although, whatever is left, guys, I just throw in the freezer in a baggie if we're full in the freezer, like we usually are.
I made, I finally finished the tomato soup and put it in the freezer on Saturday, and I had some left over that probably we would have eaten or whatever, but Murray came, and he hadn't had it in a long time, and he just loved it. He said, boy, Mom, this is really good. So it turned out well. I think I froze 10 cartons of it, so that was good.
Yeah, and that's a convenience for you when you want to either start with it as a base or just have it be it.
Well, I always have a salad with it, obviously, and...
I meant for whatever you're fixing, because you could add that to a dish that you were making.
Never done that.
Never done that, okay.
Always been just soup. Yeah. I mean, I've modified the recipe. I've modified it since my mother gave me the recipe a little bit, but as far as changing it to use it in something, I have not done that. I don't want her yelling at me in my sleep.
Don't want it what?
Her yelling at me in my sleep.
Oh.
What were you thinking?
I do that all the time with whatever is there to, like with tomato sauces or soups or just interchangeably use them. And I'd much prefer using my own than using it out of a container if I've got enough made up, but.
Well, I can't tell you how many people, when they heard I was making tomato soup, said, why don't you make spaghetti sauce? I said, because I can buy that. The tomato soup, I cannot buy like this. So, basil, what I'm doing with it now is just throwing it fresh in my salad. Were I to freeze it, I'm going to have to find out what I would use it in.
Anything that calls for basil.
Yeah, I have to find, I don't normally come across that as a seasoning in what I do anyway.
I use a lot of basil. I've always bought it in the large containers that hold about 2 cups when I buy it as a seasoning, because it's like oregano or garlic to me or any of the rest of them. It's just, but you know, it's a variety of things that you just get used to working with.
Right.
So, Maddie, do you have any questions that, you know, as we've been rattling through all this information here again?
No, I did buy a lot of soups, I mean, in the packages, so I think dinner, if I could just make a, you know, whole thing of soup, and I do get tired of a salad for every lunch and a dinner, you know, so with tomatoes, I guess I usually put the tomatoes and the cucumbers in with whatever, I use the Paul Newman's balsamic vinegar, dressing, and I guess that I'll try the soups. That'll be good. We love soup, so I'll just try and get those more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, soups and stews, but, you know, it's start as you're doing these things and take a real simple vegetable soup or, you know, whatever they want to call it in any of your recipes, and just the pot, once you get started with a pot of your own, there's nothing you're going to get. Oh, maybe I'll say one of McDougal's soups. It's like a split pea. I can't remember what he calls it. Maybe it is called split pea. That is one of the best I've ever tasted. But normally, the homemade soups, there's nothing that you're going to find in the store that's going to even begin to compare, as far as I'm concerned, to putting the whole vegetables in. Just like I was saying with that root vegetable stew. And the variety that you will get in flavors, you know, everything from the minestrone to split pea to tomato most of those are one of the very easiest things that you can put together. Now, the other thing I do, because I get tired of salads, especially in the wintertime, is just to have the individual vegetables chopped, sliced up in a baggie that you can use out of. And I'm remembering that I've got probably a 50-foot row of celery out there. I don't know what's going to happen to it, because it will not survive much longer. there's no way. I need to get that to a market or someplace so somebody else can use some of it. But anyway, you know, that can be just a staple in the refrigerator when you're doing one dish meals to have the celery to throw in, but you can also just use it fresh. I mean, fresh celery sticks, carrot sticks, jicama sliced up, and most of that will keep for at least two or three days in the refrigerator in a gallon bag. And instead of actually serving a salad, I will take and put that out before we, at the beginning of the meal. Denny's waiting for the rest of the meal to be just even warmed or, you know, put the rest of it put together. And I'll pull out a container of hummus, and we'll set and dip the veggies in hummus. Okay, there you've got a base of starch for part of your meal. You don't need to have so much of it then with the meal, meaning your rice or corn or whatever you're using for your starch, potatoes. And that then I don't have a salad with it.
Are you using the chickpeas for your hummus?
I haven't even been making all of it. I've done it some of the time, or I do the eggplant baba ganoush type thing, the eggplant spreads or dips. Mm-hmm. And yes, chickpeas. Did you say chickpeas are the normal base? But you can use black beans. I love the black bean hummus.
Oh, okay.
And there's, you know, those recipes are easy, too. And, again, you can start with the canned beans. Once you have used a bean that's been cooked from a dried, especially garbanzos with me, once you've used one that's been cooked from a dried bean rather than out of the can, it would be like taking a canned pea versus one out of the garden. I mean, there is that much difference in the flavor and the taste of them. So if you don't want to get hooked, don't do it. But for the nutritional value as well as the taste buds, this is where I've gotten to the point of utilizing something different than was a habit. Before, it was a habit to open a can. I did do dried off and on all my life from the time I grew up. I would take the time to at least bring them to a boil, let them set for an hour, drain them, put fresh water on them, and then simmer them for, you know, depending on which bean you're cooking, 20 to 40 minutes, and which cookware you're using. Okay, now that has become routine. Before, it was very occasional. Now it's routine for me because of the difference in the flavor. Primarily. I mean, if it tastes that much better, I'm willing to do it. I'm here anyway. How hard is it to put a pan on and let it simmer and set the timer? You know, if I wasn't home and I had, you know, a young family and I was on the run all the time, would I remember to put them on the night before and soak them? Or would I take the extra few minutes? I don't know. Not as much as I do now, probably. But I know a lot of young families that the mother has grown the children that way and did back, you know, 20 years ago. It was just...
So you said boil, let sit for an hour, drain, and then cook for 4 hours? Is that what you said?
No, 40 minutes. No.
Oh, 40
max
minutes.
40 minutes. 20 to 40 minutes simmering. Bring it. Okay, the first time you bring them to a boil... Once they're boiling, turn the stove off, just let them sit there for an hour. This is the quick soak. This is instead of putting them in water and just letting them set overnight. You can let them set 6 to 8 hours, you know, any time of the day. You could do that in the morning. But I don't tend to remember to do that a lot of the time. So I bring them to a boil. Any of the dried beans are going to do this way, except lentils you do not need to do. And, gee, it's been a while since I started with split peas. You don't need to do that with split peas either. Right, Jeannie?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, you don't need to you don't pre-boil and or set overnight split peas.
No, I don't think so. They're like lentils.
They're in the same category as lentils. Thank you.
Right.
I went blank for a minute because it's been a while since I've done them.
Yeah, me too.
So, any of the rest of the beans, that's the only thing, the easiest way to do it. Once you've let them set, then make sure you drain that liquid off and just put fresh water on them. Bring them to a boil, simmer them. They don't have to be boiling hard. Simmer them from somewhere between 20 and 40 minutes, and you just check. Sometimes it depends on how dry your bean is. There's some variation there. But you can look at the package will normally say, and if you're buying bulk, then you've just, you need a little book, that cookbook that gives you some guidelines if you don't want to, you know, taste them as they're going. And I like different crunchiness now than I did before. I used to overcook all my beans until they were really, really soft, almost like coming out of the can. Now I want some texture. I want to be able to bite into it and feel it in my mouth rather than have it just mush up like a canned bean does. It doesn't have any texture to it in my frame of reference now. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah, now listening today, I'm going to think I'm going to have black beans down. I'm going to have black beans with potatoes. Somebody said about white potatoes. I don't like rice with, well, I do like rice and beans, but in a burrito, I tend to like the potato. And I think I'll have that for dinner, see what happens with
the
salad.
It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good.
Charlie. Well, last night I watched Desperate Housewives. I don't know if anybody saw that, but one of the girls, Marsha Uptight with the red hair, her daughter was visiting, and they had something with in their relationship that was not good because she hadn't visited for 3 years, and she brought her grandchild, who was now 3 years old, and they were vegetarian. They invited her over for dinner. Everybody, they were stated they were vegetarian. So, of course, the mother did not agree with that because she raised a perfectly healthy, strong daughter on hot dogs and hamburgers for lunch. And so I guess they left the grandchild, who was three, with her, and she took her to the park, him, and the little boy, she was saying how she had talking to her grandchild, how she raised his mother, and the little boy said, well, did your mother eat those hot dogs? She said, yes, and of course she just happened to have one in her pocketbook or somewhere, and she says, this is what it looked like, or something like that, and he says to her, can I have that? She says, yes, but don't tell your mother. And he ate it, and she says, well, how did it taste? He says, it tastes just like tofu, only better. And then she gave him two. Well, at dinner, when everybody was eating, the little boy got sick. He was throwing up. And the mother was upset that she looked in. Everybody else wanted to get out of the room for the smell and everything, but she looked in and she said, is that meat? Is that meat that I see? And so, how could that be meat? Everybody knows you're vegetarian. And sure enough, the little boy said, it was a hot dog, but the grandmother told me not to tell. So they marched off and back to where they're going, and now they probably won't see them for another 3 years or more.
This was a movie you were watching?
Desperate Housewives.
Oh, Desperate Housewives, okay. Well, you know, you really made me think of what I saw in the store last night, and it was almost more than I could handle. I was ready to do something about it. Little boy in the cart being pushed around by his mother, and the cart looked pathetic, what was in it. I mean, it looked like all toxic waste material to me. And he's sitting in there chewing on a raw hot dog. She had evidently opened the package and handed it to him. And I'm just about regurgitating.
Scream.
Yes, yes. I wanted to walk over and say, you know, here, let me buy you this. This at least has some food value. Give you a banana to eat. But I didn't. I bypassed that. I was just didn't even want to think about a way of starting a conversation with her. I was hungry. Looking for my own banana.
Right.
I just want to add two things. You can freeze your celery for use later in, like, soups and stuff.
Okay, I've never done that one either.
I bet you could. And it's getting into chili time, so, you know, we could make chili and put it in the freezer also.
Well, my 2 days between now and leaving doesn't give me time to
No, I'm just talking in general. We're getting into that weather when, that's what, you know, one of these days I will make chili also for the freezer.
I agree with you 100%, and hopefully there'll be some of it left when I get back also to be able to do that, because we so far have avoided the first frost, so we'll see. It can easily go to the end of this month for us, so we will see. But I hope you guys have found this helpful, simplistic and helpful, and then build from there and just realize how good things can taste as you see more happening and putting together. But I'm into soups right now and stews, and that's what it's going to be for the main course, probably for several meals from here on out for a while.
Sure, I thank you, and it really has given me a sense of restart, because I told you it was beginning to hit the grind, and maybe now I don't have to order Nutrisystem or whatever. At least I'm going to try this for another month or so.
Oh, at least, Maddie, because as you go into it and go into any of those websites that you've got and just pull vegan recipes and look through them and see that some of the simplicity. And, you know, if there's a bunch of ingredients, it's probably mostly just spices or herbs that they're putting in to give it different flavors. And when you have a few basics of those and then branch out and get some that you haven't used before, you find the ones that you like and the ones that when you see that pop up in a recipe, oh, this sounds good, because you can begin to taste it in your mind what it's going to be like. And that's what puts it together, because, you know, I'm thinking if I was starting out and I was looking at all these recipes, they wouldn't mean anything at all to me. Because I wouldn't have any frame of reference. Now I've got a huge frame of reference. And I can look at them, and the things I usually go to now are the ones that sound really strange that I can't imagine what they would taste like. And I'll think, oh, am I missing something? This is way out of my box. I can't even begin to put it together. It was like the eggplant and coconut milk spread that I made the other day. Day that was just so far out, and there's only like four ingredients in it. I just couldn't imagine it together. And when I read it to Jeannie, she says, oh, I can imagine that would taste good. I can imagine that together. And I'm going, well, mainly because I've never worked with eggplant that much as I have in the last year. Now I've got it growing in the garden, and everything's got eggplant in the refrigerator practically. But those things, you know, all of this can grow and change, and it is, I mean, God's given us such a wide range of foods that are so healthy for us and so good for us, and just utilizing them, to me now it's become a crime if I don't take advantage of them and do them in the unprocessed, manufactured, into a chemical form that you're going to find in the center of the store. When we've got all of it in its natural state that we can work with, just, you know, varying degrees. Anyway, thank you guys for your participation, listening to me, sharing your information. I always walk away with more than I ever deliver, and I did again this morning. So on the holiday, we've gone way over. It's been laid back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.